Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Vav Mishnah Gimel and Parak Vav Mishnah Zayin. Today we're going to be continuing our discussion regarding someone who eats Truma Bishogig, someone who eats Truma by accident. As we learned in the beginning of the parak, someone who accidentally eats Truma when he's not a Kohen has to pay a Keren V'chomesh, has to pay, the principal has to pay back exactly what he actually ate and stole and has to give that to a Kohen. But he also has to pay back an additional chomesh, an additional 25%. As our mission is going to teach us, the additional chomesh, additional 25% that needs to get paid, is only paid if you consume the truma, if you eat it, if you drink it. As we learned, even if you rub it on your body, we say that sicha is kashtia, that anointing yourself with it is like drinking it. But if you simply steal it, then you don't have to pay back the additional chomesh. So says our Mishnah, Hamachel as poala v'yas orchav truma, that if an owner, if a boss, if an innkeeper steals truma and he feeds it to his workers and to his guests, so what's the halacha? Who has to pay? He stole it, but they ate it. So what's the halacha? Says the Mishnah, who mishalim es hakeren? He, the boss, the person who stole it, has to pay back. The keren has to pay back the principal, the value of that which he stole. Veheim mishalim es hachomesh. But they, the workers, have to pay back the chomesh, the additional 25%, because at the end of the day, they're the ones who actually consumed and ate the truma. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. However, v'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, heim mishalmin karen v'chomesh, they, the workers, have to pay back everything, the karen, the value of that which they ate, and the chomesh, and the additional 25%, v'hu mishalim lahem demei su'udasan, but then the owner, the boss, the innkeeper, he has then pay back the workers the value of the food in which they ate. Now, what's interesting here is that if you look at the opinion of the Chachamim versus Rabbi Meir, they agree on most things. They both agree that the keren, that the principal value of that which was stolen and ultimately given to the workers, needs to be paid back by the ba'al, needs to be paid back by the owner, by the boss. They also both agree that the workers are the ones who need to pay the additional 25%, the additional chomesh, because at the end of the day, even though they didn't intend to, it was bishogeg, they still consumed, they still ate the truma. So what are they arguing about? What's the machlokas between Rabbi Meir on the one hand and the Chachamim on the other hand? So Rabbi Meir holds that the Baal needs to pay back the keren, the value of the truma, which was stolen. And as we learned previously, truma has lesser value than regular food because there's less people that could eat it. There's less need for it. Only Kohanim can eat it, and it becomes tameh. Therefore, because there's less value, truma is less valuable, is less expensive than the regular food. And therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, the owner simply needs to pay back the keren, the truma, the value of the truma that was stolen, again, based on the market value of that truma, which is less than regular food. However, according to the Chachamim, the baal, the owner, the innkeeper, the person who initially stole the food, needs to pay back the food itself, the value of the food, the more expensive amount of the value that was stolen. Not the truma market value, but the regular food market value for that which he gave to the workers. But that's the machlokas in our mission between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim regarding who has to pay and what has to be paid regarding a case where an owner, where a boss feeds his workers food that was truma. Because at the end of the day, at least according to the Chachamim, certainly the owner, the boss, has a responsibility to feed his workers. And if he fed them truma, so ultimately he's going to have to pay it. But again, the question is it the higher amount of the value of the food, or is it the lower amount of the value of the truma? Continuing now with Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet, says the Mishnah, Hagoniv truma velo achla. If a person steals truma, but he doesn't actually eat the truma, so like with it, he's not going to have to pay the additional chomesh. Mishalim tashlume kefel dimei truma. So what does he have to do? He has to pay back tashlume kefel, the value of truma. So what does that mean? So when someone's a ganav, when someone steals secretly, he has to pay back what he actually stole, or the value of what he actually stole, and he has to pay back kefil, he has to pay back double that which he stole, because he's showing, as the Gemara describes in Maseches Baba Metzia and many other places as well, that when you're sealing secretly, you're basically saying that you don't believe in Hashem, and therefore we make you pay kefil, there's a kenas, there's an extra payment that you must pay. So in this case, he has to pay back that which he stole, and he has to pay back the additional, double the amount of what he stole, because he stole something as well, and he needs to pay back kefil, the double of what he stole. Achala. But what if he actually ate the truma that he stole? So mishalim shnei kranim v'chomesh. Then he needs to pay back two principles of what he stole, the value of two things that he stole, because again, he has to pay back what he stole, and he has to pay back kefel v'chomesh, and he has to pay back an additional 25%. As the Mishnah explains, karen v'chomesh minachulin, he has to pay back the principal and an additional 25% from Chulin, because that's what you always have to do, like we learned in the previous Mishnah. And then in two Mishnahs, so yesterday, that when you steal, when you eat Truma, Bishogeg, you have to pay Karen Vechomesh from Chulin, from regular food that is in Tevel, and also where Truma wasn't taken. So you got to pay back the additional Karen, the principal of what you stole, and an additional 25%. But also, Vikaren Demei Truma, but he also has to pay back an additional Karen of Truma because of the kefel, the double that he has to pay for being a ganav, for stealing it. That though can come from Truma, the value of Truma. It doesn't have to come from the regular value of the food, but it can be the lower amount, the value of the Truma that he stole. Continuing in the Mishnah, ganav Trumas hektesh v'achlev, if a person steals the Truma that was also hektesh, not only was it Truma that goes to a regular Kohen, but it was hektesh, it was specially established and donated and designated for the Beis HaMikdash, v'achla, and not only did he steal it, but he ate it as well. So mishalim shnei chumshim v'keren, in this case, he has to pay two of the 25% amounts, because not only did he steal Truma, where there's an obligation to pay a chomesh, but he stole hektesh, where there's also an obligation to give a chomesh as well. So he needs to give and pay and donate back to the Beis HaMikdash two of the 25%, one for the Truma, one for the Hektesh, v'keren, and one principle of that which he stole of the Truma as well, he needs to give to the Beis HaMikdash. Why isn't he also paying back a Keren, the principal amount that he stole for the Hektesh? Why is he only paying it for the Truma? Says the Mishnah, she'ein behektesh tashlume kefel, because there's no kefel when it comes to hektesh, and therefore he's only paying the additional 25% of the truma and the hektesh. He's paying back the karen as well, but there's no additional kefel that he has to do, that he has to bring for being the ganav, for stealing it, because as the Mishnah tells us based on the Psukim and Sefer Shemos, there's no halacha that you have to pay kefel for stealing hektesh. It's only for stealing other things. Quick review, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel taught us that in a situation where a person steals Truma and feeds it to his workers or his guests, so it's a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim regarding what he has to pay. According to both opinions, the Baal, the owner, has to pay the Karen, has to pay the principal back to the Kohanim. According to both opinions, the Poelim, the workers, need to pay the Chomesh, the additional 25%, because they actually consume the Truma. But the question is, does the Baal need to pay the larger amount, the value of the actual food? That was the opinion of the Chachamim. Or does the Baal pay the lesser amount, the value of the Truma, which is valued less, which is less expensive? And that was the opinion of Rabbi Meir. And then Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet taught us a case where a person steals Truma and he doesn't eat it. So in that case, he has to pay kefel, because when you steal something, when you're a ganav b'seser, when you steal something privately, you have to pay kefel for it. And that's going to be the value of the truma, the lower value as well. So he has to pay the truma value of the kefel, and he obviously has to pay back the karen as well for stealing the truma. If he does eat it, then he has to pay back two karens, two principals, because then he's paying back what he stole. The chomesh is, as the Mishnah says, the karen is going to be from chulin, and the chomesh is from chulin, because at the end of the day, he has to pay a karen v'chomesh from chulin because he stole truma. But there's an additional karen that he has to pay, which is the value of the truma, which equals the kefel that he has to pay for stealing in a private way. And then the last case of the Mishnah was where he steals Trumas Hekdesh, where Truma and Hekdesh, he steals it and he eats it. So the Mishnah said that he has to pay two Chomishes, two 25%, and he has to pay the Karen as well. And in addition, he has to also bring a carbon called the Asha Me'ilos, but for stealing and for utilizing and misappropriating Hekdesh. But at least for our Mishnah standpoint, he stole Trumas Hekdesh, so he has to pay the actual item that he stole. He has to pay the Karen, and he has to pay two Chomishes, one Chomesh for the Truma, one Chomesh for the Hekdesh. But as the Mishnah says, he does not have to pay back any kefel. There's not an additional karen that he has to pay because there's no kefel. There's no double when it comes to one who steals Hekdesh. Have a great day.